And because iniquity hath abounded, the charity of many shall grow cold, but he that shall persevere to the end, he shall be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on this day, during our Chair of Unity Octave, we pray today for the conversion of Eastern schismatics, also called the Orthodox Christians. A schismatic is one who refuses to be in communion with the Pope and the Pope's bishops. We heard yesterday that the Pope is the head of the Catholic Church, and if somebody refuses to obey him as holding keys of heaven, as Saint Peter did, he is outside the Church of Christ and is called a schismatic. Even though today we don't have a Pope, we pray today that all of Eastern schismatics, because most of them live in Eastern Europe, would leave their false church and return back to the Catholic Church, the true Church of Christ. Remember also today one of our own priests, Father Valery, who works among those people in East Europe, that God would, through your prayers, bless his work and use him to make many converts among those people who stay away from the Catholic Church. I'll tell you today about a priest who was first a member of the schismatic Eastern Church, but then he converted and became a Catholic priest. He is of interest to me personally because he died in Russia in the republic named Karelia. The place where he died is named Nadvoitsi, and it's about 300 miles away from a village named Salmi, where my own grandmother was born. His name is Father Potapi Emelianov. He was originally named Peter, but as a young man he became an Orthodox monk and took the name Potapi. He was ordained Orthodox priest in 1914, and then in the year 1917 there was a big revolution in Russia made by people who were called communists and who hated God and church and all religion. It was just at this time of revolution when Potapi was named a parish priest in Ukraine. But by 1918, Potapi had discovered that in order to be a true follower of Christ and a true priest, you must belong to the true Church of Christ, which is headed by the Pope. After close interrogation by the local Catholic bishop, Potapi and his entire parish were taken into the Catholic Church. By now the communists were starting the fierce persecution of Catholics. Father Potapi was beaten several times, and he was put to prison, and he hardly escaped death. He was arrested by the communists and condemned on a false charge to 10 years in the prison camp. In 1938, at one of his interrogations, he said, "The time which I have spent in captivity has not shaken my religious convictions. I have rather become an even more convinced Catholic. In the time to come, no one will be able to sway me from this." During the time of his imprisonment in the camp, Father Potapi always showed charity to other prisoners and helped them in their difficulties. He was finally released in August 1936 to work as a slave to the building projects for the communists. But imprisonment and tortures had so much damaged his health that he died only 10 days later in Nadvoitsi, Karelia, when he was under forced labor building a huge canal named Stalin Canal, named after the leader of the communists. Father Potapi was a confessor and martyr of the true Catholic faith under all circumstances, and so heroic in his defending of the one true Church of Christ. I want also to tell with few words about our saints of today, because they also came from far away east and were martyred because of their faith. A man named Marius was a Persian nobleman who converted to the Catholic faith with his wife Martha and their two sons, Audifax and Abacum. They were very rich, but after their conversion, they gave all their money to the poor. They traveled to Rome to make a pilgrimage to the apostles' gravesite. And it was the time of great persecution, when Christians were shut up in the arenas and shot to death with arrows and their bodies burned. This good family of Marius gathered and buried the ashes of the martyrs with respect. When they were discovered doing this, they were also imprisoned, and after many tortures, Marius and his two sons were beheaded, and Martha was later drowned. Children, we can see in these saints and in life of Father Potapi how the Catholic faith makes you incredibly brave. It makes you beat all the odds and fears which the bad people of the world can set against you. And there are so many people in the world today who are in desperate need of finding out why they are in this world and who is the true God, their Creator, and what is God's true Church. At the end of Mass in our Chair of Unity Octave, we pray that all separated Christians of the East would return to the true Church of Christ. One of the past popes, Pope Leo XIII, said in 1898, "The great charity which makes us take care of our separated brethren does not permit us to stop our efforts to bring back to the embrace of the Good Shepherd those whom many errors cause us to stay away from the one fold of Christ. Day after day, we deplore more deeply that unhappy lot of those who are deprived of the fullness of the Christian faith." Let us be very obedient to the words of this Pope, children, and pray hard today for the conversion of the separated Eastern Christians, because it is a terrible thing if a family is pierced among those who do follow Christ and those who do not. And remember to pray also for our Father Valery, who has also had to suffer very much in his life because he has stayed faithful to his faith in Christ and to the true Church of God. God bless you.